We're talking about fish and things. What sort of seafood do people get from salt water?
They get, other than trout, redfish, flounder around here, they get crab and shrimp.
If you wanted to buy some of that, you'd ask for 2 or 3 pounds of
crab or shrimp.
You'd never say shrimp.
Shrimps. No, nonetheless, the only way I'd use it would be like a bird. He shrimps a lot.
And something that pearls grow in.
Oysters. Oh, they get oysters too.
And something that looks, it's from freshwater. It looks kind of like a lobster. Only it's small.
It's like a lobster. Oh, a crawfish?
Okay. And a hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
A turtle.
Where do they stay, on land or water?
In and out around here. You can usually catch them in the water, but we see them both places. I guess the soft shell turtles stay more in the water than the hard shell do.
Any special names for one that just stays on land?
Is that a tortoise or something like that? I don't know, they're just turtles to me, hard and soft shell.
Do you ever hear one called a cooter?
No.
And something that makes a croaking noise around the lake at night?
Is a frog.
What do you call the big one?
Bullfrogs.
And the tiny ones?
I guess they're toads.
Do they stay on land or water?
I guess I see the little ones on land all the time. The big ones are in and out of water.
What do you call the... There's one that's it's green and it gets up in trees and you can see it like maybe on your window screen. Or
a lizard?
No, it's a kind of a frog.
A frog?
Or a
tree frog?
Do y'all have
with the little suction cup things? Is that what they call tree frogs or rain frogs? I think they call them rain frogs because you see them go up before it's going to rain or something. You know it's going to rain. It's supposed to be a sign. That and snails. When snails crawl up the wall, it's going to rain.
Is that true? Does it look?
I guess it does. I never pay that much attention to it. But I know that's what they say all the time, that. And there's supposed to be something about the pill bugs.
The what?
Pill bugs, those little roly... Pill bugs, roly-poly bugs, that's the only way I know them by. The kind that roll up in a little ball. And they're real bad around brick houses, and something about them in rain, too, I don't know. Hmm.
If you wanted to go fishing, what might you dig up to go fishing?
Worms, or earthworms.
Do you ever hear another name for earthworms? Like the name that your parents would call it?
That's earthworms.
What about rainworm?
Uh-uh. Are earthworms or worms?
Rainworms would be German.
Rain? No.
And a small fish you could use for bait.
Use for bait? Would that be a perch? Minnow?
What's the difference?
Oh, a minnow is teeny tiny. A perch is bigger. It's good to eat, and it's good to use to catch a larger fish. Minnow will catch a smaller fish.
Do you use perch in these lakes here?
Mm-hmm. For catfish bait. We eat them both. We catch them, the perch. I like perch. Kids like perch. John wouldn't touch perch. They're delicious.
What's the kind of insect that flies around the light and trying to fly into the light?
June bugs.
Or
that's real bad at night.
You get powder on your hand if you...
Lightning bugs?
Huh?
Lightning bugs? No, you're not talking about the kind that light up.
No, something, it looks kind of like a butterfly.
Moth.
Okay, and several of those would be several.
Moths.
And an insect that flies around at night and bites you and makes you itch?
A mosquito.
Okay. What do you call them? Something that's got a long body, 2 pairs of shiny wings. Some people say it eats mosquitoes.
Oh, that's a dragonfly? Is that what we call them?